Ksivas Yerushalmi corresponds to Ksivas Bavli, Daf Kufches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samaches on the base at the Mishnah. Misha halach amedes hayom, va'omad echad apirnes is ishtoi, chanan oime, ibid es ma'isov. Chanan says that if a person went overseas and Reuven back home fed his wife, he's not reimbursed. Nechukur alav b'nei kahanam gedolim, va'omu yishava kama hoitzi v'yitom. The sons of the kahanam gedolim argued with him and said that he swears how much he spent and he's reimbursed by the husband. Amar b'doisa v'ahokunas k'divrihem. B'doisa ben hokunas ruled like them, the sons of the kahanam gedolim. Amar b'yochanan ben Zakkai, yofer amar chanan hiniach ma'isav al-keren asvi. Whereas b'yochanan ben Zakkai says that Chanan said, well, Reuven threw away his money. Gemara says, Rabbi Abba bar Mamel, boy, apayreya shtachoyvoy shel chaveroy shalem yedaitoy, teflugda derchanan of nei kahanam gedolim. Rabbi Abba bar Mamel asked, one who pays another's loan document without his knowledge, derchanan and the sons of the kahanam gedolim disagree about this. Amar Rabbi Yosi taman, the bnei kahanam gedolim, taman le'osa avdaitoy shetomas ishtoy berav, v'mhocha mefayes havina le hu machali. Rabbi Yosi answered, the reason for the sons of the Kahanam Gedolim is that there, it never crossed his mind that his wife will starve to death. However, here, he can say, I would have appeased my creditor and he would pardon me. And he was awful. Think about it. If he had a security, how could we answer that way? The answer is, he can say, I would have appeased him and he would have returned my security. The Gemara asks, this applies to a creditor who is not pressing to be paid. Do we say even about a creditor who is pressing to be paid? The answer is, we learn from the following Mishnah that it says, even if Reuven made a neder of Hanor, then he won't get benefit from Shimon. Shimon may give his machzor shekel of him. If one did not give his shekel, do they not take a security from him? And this teaches that we say so even about a creditor who is pressing, like the case of Hekdush. Tedi lechashu kein, the taninan, the makvolav, kinei zavin, the kinei zavis, kinei yaldis, hatoit, vashamois, lo b'shuloi nosan, lasech yodoi, klum, v'ocha, b'shuloi nichnas, liyodov, klum. And we can bring a support now from the sefer of that Mishnah. For the one who made the neder, he may offer for him kinim, which is karbonos, of birds, of a zav, Zava, Yeledes, the one who gave birth, Chatois and Ashamois, sin offering, guilt offerings. Is this not when the one who made the neder didn't give anything to him? Also here he pays another's debt, even though he didn't receive anything from him, and he can't demand to be repaid. Rabbi Shimon Levi said that the only case in which one is nitvas, which means needs to pay for his friend, and the latter must give to him what he paid, is the king's tithe and head tax. It's customary to force one to pay these for another. Rav Omar kol ha-nitfas al chaveroi chayav liten lai. Rav said, anyone who is nitfas for his friend, he must give to him. Chaylei de Rav min hador, ha-goizel sode, as you say, mechaveroi na-lu, masikim, imachas medina, oimelai ha-reishon chodef anecha, v'imachmas ha-gazlan, chayav la-melai sode, that's a quick guesser. The source for Rav is a Mishnah where it says if one stole a field and extortioners took it, if extortion is rampant in the area, he says your field is in front of you. If they took it due to the gazlan, then he must give him another field of the same value. L'shama ma d'ama Rabbi Yochanan knas kanse v'gazlan. The Gemara rejects that. Did he not hear that Rabbi Yochanan said that they made a fine for a gazlan? I mean, according to the letter of the law, he need not pay. The land is not stolen. The Avon boy, Bahain, should say, Dahava Rabba. Avon asked, well, the great Dahava, if one was nitvah for it, what is the law? Is the tax that the king takes when needed, like Madheva, as we find in Yeshaya Perek Yedalad. Rav Yosi Berbun, Rav Chia Bar Lulainu, Trehoin, Vashem Shmuel, Amri, Chadama Ka'arnon, Uzu Goyles, Vacharana Ama, Eina Ka'arnon, Uzu Goyles. Rabbi Yosi and Rabun and Rabbi Chia bar Aleinu answered both in the name of Shmuel, and they argued, one said it's like the king's tithe and head tax, and one said it's not like the king's tithe and head tax. We continue in these laws about giving benefit to one who prohibited receiving benefit from him. when we heal, when heal him with Rikui Nefesh, means healing his body, but not a monetary cure such as for his animal. So the question was that the Reisha taught that he may return his Aveda, and this is like curing his animal. So Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi answer, here when we return his Aveda is when his body is muda hanor from him, that he can't give benefit to his body. Here one may not give a monetary cure when his property is asa banor to him. A second answer is the other one of these two, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said, here one may not give a monetary cure or return his Aveda when there is someone else who can cure his animal or return it. Here one may return his Aveda when there is no one else who can do it. In Mishayeshloi, mi yopenu, afilo rufus nefesh lo yopenu. The Gemara asks, well, if there's someone else who can cure, then even rufus nefesh, healing the person's body, should be forbidden. Shalai min hakol adam zeich lesach. The answer is no, because one does not merit to be cured from just anyone. Perhaps only this doctor is able to cure him. Veloi nechzi hamachzir hein shehein asurin labal hapara. The Gemara asks, well, is it not the case that the property of the one who returns the Aveda are forbidden to the owner of the Aveda, which is his cow? Why does the Mishnah say that when the customer is to pay the one who returns, the wage must go to Hekdesh? Ulebai Yishmol b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak b'shohayu nechosav shalzeh asurim lezeh nechosav shalzeh asurim lezeh. But Ulebai Shmol, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, answered that the case is, in fact, that the property of each is forbidden to the other. Returning the Aveda is not hanor, because it always belongs to him. Man tana tipol hanaya lehekdush. Who is the tana who taught that the hanor, the wage given for returning, goes to hekdush? It's the mayor who says that me'ila applies to matters forbidden, such as through pranam vows. Rav Bachia by nedim in akika ma'u lechamein bayas me'etiyadov. Rav Bachia asked, well, if one vowed from a loaf, may he warm his hand on it? The answer that we learn from the following baisa: if one said that this loaf is forbidden to everyone like Hekdesh, and then he ate it, whether he or someone else, he transgressed the Me'ila, therefore it can be redeemed. If Amma Haveza Olai, Achlai, Shitehu, Mal, Achayim, Leimalu, Lefikach, Ein Leipidion, Divirubi Meir. The Meir says that if he said, this loaf is a lie, it's forbidden to me, and he ate it, he transgressed Me'ila. Others who ate it did not transgress Me'ila. Therefore, it cannot be redeemed. So we can infer that the Meir said that there is Me'ila only for eating it. This implies that one may warm his hands on it. The Talmud of Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Buna, Bachi rejected this, and they said the Baisa discusses one who said, I will not eat it, or I will not taste it. We evade only eating. We still don't know about one who vowed a stam vow from a loaf. May he warm his hands on it. The Tani Mishahalachim de Sayam, the Omad Acher Pirnes is Ishtoi, from Haggai Le Oma Ela Acher. Our Mishnah taught that if one went overseas and someone else fed his wife and said that he's not paid back, Rav Chagai said this is only if someone else did so, but if her own father fed her, then he does collect. Rav Yossi says whether her father or someone else, he does not collect. This argument is like the following argument. The Taninan, Tamon, with Akaib Mitsiyasa, with Masiyadea, with Efinidorea, with Kabagita, Veinay Oich Alpeiris Bechaya, with Chaibim Zeneseha, with Pilkuna, with Kuruasa. The Mishnah says that a father merits his daughter's Mitsiya, her earnings, and can annul her vows. He can receive a get during Erisin. He does not eat the payers of her property in her lifetime. He is obligated to feed her, to redeem her, and to bury her. Rav Chagai said, this is only her father, but someone else does not collect. Rav Yossi Omer ben Av ben Acher Goyva. Whereas Rav Yossi says, whether her father or someone else, he collects. Adarzid Rav Chagai ben Bekvor ben Amazonos, Ha'av Goyva, Acher Eno Goyva. According to Rav Chagai, Both the burial and food her father collects, but someone else does not collect. Avdat Rav Yosi, Ikfura ben Av ben Acha Goiva, Shulayaras Avdat Shite Ishtoi Mushleches Leklavim, with Mazonos ben Av ben Acha Eina Goiva. According to Rav Yosi, for burial, whether her father or someone else he collects, it does not cross the husband's mind that his wife will be cast to the dogs to eat her rather than be buried. And for food, whether her father or someone else, he does not collect. We come now to the next Mishnah. Adman Omer, Shiva, Mishamis v'nich bonim, u'bonois, bezman shenachosim merubin, habonim, yirushu v'habonis yozunu, nachosim merotim, habonis yozunu, v'habonim, yishu v'habsochim. Adman said seven laws in the coming Mishnayos. The first is that if a man died leaving sons and daughters, if the estate is large, which is enough to feed all the children for 12 months, the sons inherit and the daughters are fed. If the estate is small, the Chacham say that the daughters are fed and the sons beg at the doorways for their food. Admon Omer, Bishur Shani Zocha, Hifsadzi. Admon said, because I'm male, I'm going to lose out. Rav Gamliel, Re'ani Es Divi Admon, and Rav Gamliel said, I agree with Admon. The Gemara says, Kamahein Nechosim Rubin, what is considered a large estate? Rav Zeira, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Rav, Kadeshi Sham Mozoin, Yud Beis Chodesh, El Le'elu. Rav Zeira, quoting Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, said it's in order there's enough to feed all the sons and daughters for 12 months. Shama Shmur, Amma, Zu, Divi, Rav Gamliel, Berebi. Aval Chachamim Oimim, Ad Shiavgu, Oy Ad Shiinasu. Shmur heard and said, this is the opinion of Rav Gamliel, Berebi. But Chacham say, it's until the daughters become Begris or they do Nesuin. Baran Kami Rav Yosi, At Ma Shamas Min Rav Yochanan. They asked Rav Yosi, what did you hear from Rav Yochanan about this? Amalain, Nefash Milehoin, Durabonin Min Milehoin. Rav Yosi answered that we can explain, means we can infer the opinion of Rabbanon, which is Rav Yochanan and Nosan Bar Hoshea, from their words elsewhere. Nosan Bar Hoshea Bar Koim Rav Yochanan, Hayasham Yibes Chodesh V'Nismatu Hanachosim. Nosan Bar Hoshea asked Rav Yochanan if there was enough food for 12 months and the property diminished, what's the law? Amalei, Mekiron Shehizchilu Hayasomim Liyos Oichlim Beheta Oichim Vahokim Atitikale Puta Ha'achoina. Rav Yochanan said that once the orphans began eating Beheta, they eat until the last putter is consumed, and it shows that they hold that the shear is 12 months. Me'ima say shamin lahen. When do we estimate enough food for 12 months? Rav Mana Amar shamin lahen basif. Rav Mana answered that we estimate for them at the end, means even if only later there's not enough, we apply the law of a smaller state. Amalei Rav Chanina, Milehoin, Durabonon, Lo shamin lach, Dunasin ba hoshe, ba kaimi Rav Yochanan, Harsha mazon, Shnei masachidish, Vnismatu, Nechosim. Amalei, Mekon Shehizchilu Hayesomim Liyos Oichlim Beheta, Oichim Ahochim Ad Shetikale Puta Ha'achoina. Rav Chanina objected and said, didn't you hear the words of Rabbanon? Nosan Bar Hoshea asked Rav Yochanan if there was for 12 months and the property diminished, and he answered that once the orphans began to eating Beheta, they eat until the last putter is consumed. And a Mishash Rishona, Shomer Lahen Rada, says Rav Chanina, we estimate for them at the beginning. Rav Chastoi, Rechisai asked, well, what if there was not food for 12 months and the property increased in value? What would be the law? Nishmen menado, dam Rav Chanina, Rav Yasa b'shem Rav Yochanan, omdu hayisaimim amachu shalahem machu v'achach ha'ikiru shalahem ha'ikiru. We learn from the following. Rav Chanina quoted Rav Yasa quoting Rav Yochanan to say that if the orphans fell up and sold in a case of sparse property, they sold theirs, means we don't take from buyers for food for the daughters, and similarly here, when the property increased in value, it increased for them. The Gemara asked, well, if there wasn't enough food for 12 months, can the sons tell the daughters, take yours, means your food for 12 months, and leave the rest, and the rest is for us, or is all the property left for the girls? If Abba answered that this Mishnah teaches that they cannot say so to them, the Tanin and Taman, Im Amu Yesemim Hawaiyanim Alim Al Nechiavino, Yose Dina, Kadesh Yitala Ksubeth Iman, Ein Shemilahim El Shamanath Nechasim, Bebasin. If the orphan said we will consider the property above its true value to be a Dina above both Ksubeth in order to receive Ksubeth Bonim Dechrin, we don't listen to them. Rather, we estimate the property in Basin. Also here, if the property is sparse, we save all of it for the daughters. The sons cannot change this. Kamadat Amma Chutz Mikzibasa Chutz Mikfurasai Chutz Mi milva be'edim, chutz me milva b'shta, chutz me parnosis bonis. And the Gemara asks, well, just like you say that the calculation of a large or small estate is excluding property needed to pay the subah, and excluding his burial, and excluding a loan that the father owed to witnesses, and excluding a loan with a document, is it likewise excluding parnosa of the daughters? He sees a tenth of the estate when she marries. Mandama goivin parnosim le meshivadim, parnosis bonis koizmos, mandama in goivin parnosim le shivadim, ein parnosis bonis koizmos. The answer is, the one who says that we collect parnosa from meshivadim, parnosa of daughters has precedence, is excluded from the calculation. The one who says that we do not collect parnosa from meshivadim, parnosa of daughters does not have precedence. We should say, Almana ubonim shnehim shavim, Almana ubonim shnehim shavis, ein almana doiche et abonim, vein almana doiche et abonis. A widow and sons, both of them are equal. A widow and daughters, both of them are equal. A widow is not, doiche does not override sons, and a widow does not override daughters. Heich avida, what's the case? Hayasham mazon yubeis chedesh v'almana lazun, hadar hi pa'am sh'almana doiche et abonim alidei habonis. And so if there was food for 12 months and a widow to feed, this is what was taught. Sometimes a widow is doiche, overrides the sons through daughters. Because she diminishes the property, the sons are considered overridden. B'shem shehi doiches abonim, alidei abonos, kach titra oisam alidei abonim. Well, the Gemara asks, well, just like she overrides sons through daughters, so she should override daughters through sons. She has greater rights than daughters because she's fed without limit. The answer is, she's prone to claim a ksuba and lose her food. The Mishnah said that the sons should beg at doorways. Some teach not yish'alu, which is beg, but yish'anu, which means they rely on the doorways. The one who teaches Yishanu learns from the Pasuk in Bereshit Yudches, Pasuk Dalet, and recline under a tree. The one who teaches the text should be Yishalu learns from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuftes, Pasuk Yud. May his sons wander, and people should ask and search from their ruins. Rav Zeira, Rav Chanan, b'shem Rav, Zeira, b'shem Abba, b'am Yumia, Shnei Dvarim, Omer, Chanan, Halacha, Kiyotzeboi, Shiva Dvarim, Omer, Admoin, Ein Halacha, Kiyotzeboi. Rav Zeira quoting Chananel, quoting Rav, and Rav Zeira quoting Abba Bar Yomiya said that Chanan said two laws, the halacha is like him. Abman said seven laws, the halacha does not follow him. Rav Adar Bar Zav, the b'shem of Yitzchak, Bar Chakula, b'chol makom shishanino, Amar Rav Gamliel, v'hayah nistivei admain, halacha kiyotzevei. Rav Adar Bar Zav, the quoting of Yitzchak, Bar Chakula, said that wherever we learned the words that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, I agree with admain, the halacha is like him. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hatoyin es chaveyu kadei shemen v'hoidulai v'kankanim Alman oimer hoyo v'hoidu mikvas atana yishova. Alman says that if Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him barrels of oil, and Shimon admits that he owes barrels, since he admits a part of the claim, he must swear. V'chacham oimim ein hoidaya mikvas atana, where Chacham say the admission is not from the same category as the claim, so he need not swear. However, Amar Ramliel v'yan yisdiri admoin, Ramliel says, I agree with admoin. The Gemara says, and it should say, Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisim b'shetanu chitim v'hoideloi v'sa'irim, Avalim tanu shnei minim v'hoideloi v'echad mehem v'rakol chayev. Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that, in Shavuos, Chacham say that if Reuven claimed wheat and Shimon admitted that he owes barley, Shimon is exempt, Ramliel obligates. The Mishnah discusses when he claimed wheat and he admitted to barley, but if he claimed two species and he admitted to one of them, all agree that he's obligated. Rabbi Shisechia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan loisoif dava masnisa b'shetanu chitim v'hoidila b'sa'imim Ela, Shisei afilu tanu chitim b'sa'imim v'hoidila b'sa'imim Divrei Chachamim pater. Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah discusses not only when he claimed wheat and he admitted to barley, but even if he claimed wheat and barley and he admitted to barley, Chacham exempt from a shvua. V'lama taninan, Shisei b'shetanu chitim v'hoidila b'sa'imim. Well, according to Rabbi Chia, why does the Mishnah teach one who claimed wheat and he admitted to barley? It should teach that even when he claimed wheat and barley and admitted to barley, the Chacham exempt. As you say, Mishim de Tanin, Anu Magamniel, Mechaev, Vaya la Yidecha, Koyach Rav Gamliel, Adeichan hu Mechaev. The answer is, because the Mishnah taught Rav Gamliel obligates, he comes to teach the extremity of Rav Gamliel until how far he obligates. רבי שמעון בן לקיש אמר מסניפה בשתנו חיתו והידו לה בסעימים, אבל תנו בשני מינים והידו לה באחד מהן, תיבה כל חייב, רב כרבי שמעון בן לקיש. Rashi said that the Mishnah discusses one who claimed wheat and he admitted the barley, but if he claimed two species and he admitted one of them, all agree that he's obligated. This is like with Imi, we had also Rav hold like Rish Lakish. Had Bar Nash Ozel by Medoin Im Chavrei Koimei Rav, Shai Mitan Imei Sarin Chitin Kusmin, Amalei Rav Komad At Yochel Magalgalalei Gogol Abasefahu Mishtavalach Chada Al Kulhoi. A man went for judgment with a colleague in front of Rav. He began to claim from him barley, wheat, and spelt, and the defendant admitted to one of them. Rav told him, whatever you can claim, claim, and he will make one sure to you about all of them. Amar Yabo, Kach, Meshiv, Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Es Rabbi Yochanan, Adatech, Dat Amar, Tanu Shnei Minim, Hoide Lebe Echem Mehem, Derech Achamim Potter, Vataninen, Tanu Kelim, Vakalkoith, Hoide Vakalim, Vakalkoith, Vakalkoith, Vakalkalim. Yabo said that, so Rish Lakish answered Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rechia, you hold that if he claimed two species and he admitted to one of them, the Chacham exempt. There's a Mishnah that teaches that if he claimed Kalim and land, and he admitted to Kalim and denied land, or admitted to land and denied Kalim, then he's exempt. If Kalim be Kalim hu Potter, Kalim be Kalkoyth le Kol Shekain. If a Kalim and Kalim, which is two species of Metaltalin, and he admitted to one of them, he's exempt, all the more so Kalim and land. Why does the Mishnah need to teach it? My Avila, how will Yochanan establish this? Do patale lezekikoi shua? The answer is he explained that it's to obligate a shua even on the land when he partially admitted about the kalim. Ratanin and Natoin is chaviru kadeshemen vahoidula vikankanim ma'an and kaimen. We asked in the Mishnah that it says if he claimed bowels of oil and he admitted to bowels, the contrary shlokish, what's the case? In Peshitan and kanim, vishemen vahoidula ba'achas mehen kolam moidu shu min hatana. If he claimed bowels and oil and he admitted to one of them, all agree that this is an admission like the claim. If he claimed oil and he admitted to bowels, all agree that this is not admission like the claim. I should say, Amma Rabbi Zera Rabbi Avuna B'Shem Rav B'Shetanu Kankanei Shemen Hi Masnisa Hain Amma, I should say Milin V'Hain Amma Reikonim. Rabbi Zera, quoting Ravuna, quoting Rav, answered that our Mishnah discusses when he claimed barrels of oil. Abman says that this connotes full barrels, and Chacham says it's empty barrels or oil without barrels. Nicha kankanim v'lo shemen, shemen v'lo kankanim. With the Gemara, well, granted, if he claimed barrels without oil, we understand why he said barrels. However, if he claimed oil without barrels, why did he say barrels? V'lozah v'shem avun, mapik l'shona mechadfin d'mashach. The answer is, says the V'lozah, quoting Rav Avun, that he said an expression of machsin of oil, and this word refers to a kli, and it's also a measure. Belei seife mishela, do we not ask him which he meant? Bahu denishtatik, the answer is no, the case is that he became mute and he cannot clarify his intent.